Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Tuesday, October the 17th, 2023. I am Amber Lane. The Biden administration on Monday agreed to a court settlement that would bar U.S. authorities from prosecuting migrant parents traveling with children for illegally entering the United States, a practice used by the Trump administration that provoked widespread outrage. If approved by a judge, this provision in the proposed settlement would remain in effect for 8 years, preventing an administration during that time from restoring a zero-tolerance prosecution policy. That Trump policy forced the separation of thousands of parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border in 2018, drawing worldwide condemnation from politicians and religious leaders amid reports of crying children and distraught parents desperate to reunite their families. The proposed settlement, filed Monday in U.S. District Court in San Diego, would wrap up a class-action lawsuit that compelled the Trump administration to reunite thousands of family members forced apart during his term. The settlement also would grant temporary benefits to separated families such as housing aid, work permits, health care, and a fresh start for their asylum claims. A black family has successfully fought off a stranger who's been trying to take their land in Alabama for the past 12 years, per Insider. Michael Robinson said his family inherited 127 acres of land in Barlow Bend, Alabama, after his grandfather Joe Ely died. Robinson was unaware of the inheritance until a stranger, James E. Deschler, filed a lawsuit in an attempt to force them to sell their shares of their land. Deschler had previously purchased 1/15 of the Robinson family land, which granted him the legal right to try and acquire the entire plot under Alabama real estate law. Robinson convened a land retention committee that included over 40 relatives to fight off the stranger's attempt to take their land. "I didn't want 3 or 4 generations from now for some member of the family to say, 'Didn't we have over 100 acres of land?'" Robinson said. "I didn't want someone to say, 'That generation didn't fight to keep the land in the family.' So we adopted this motto of, 'Not on our watch.' However, because so many interested parties were involved in the suit, the court battle lasted years. To me, it had even more meaning that people were enslaved on that land, and now we owned it, and we had the opportunity to change the narrative, the legacy, and the history on that land," Robinson said. "Reclaiming the land is about reclaiming our birthright." Though he never met his grandfather, Robinson said it was important to honor his legacy by reclaiming the land. "He could only dream or imagine where we are as people of color today. And I wanted to take the blood, sweat, and tears that went into that land and not let that die," he said. Black Information Network.
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair. In Brussels, Belgian police on Tuesday shot dead the gunman that killed 2 people in the Belgian capital in a possible terrorist incident, Belgium's interior minister said, ending a manhunt that had left the city on edge. Belgium's interior minister Annelies Verlinden told Belgian broadcaster VRT that the suspect was shot in a cafe in the Sterbeek district and the weapon found nearby was the same one used in the attack the night before. On Monday evening, 2 Swedes were shot and killed in the Belgian capital in what officials described as a possible terrorist attack, prompting suspension of the Belgium-Sweden Euro 2024 qualifier soccer match and putting the city on high alert as police searched for the suspect. The suspect has been identified in the Belgian press as a 45-year-old Tunisian national who was known to local authorities. Misty, what's happening in crime?
Thanks, Cecilia, in crime news. Ashley Caswell screamed in pain from inside an Alabama jail, pleading to be taken to a hospital, according to a newly filed lawsuit. The pregnant detainee's water had broken and she was bleeding, but Caswell was allegedly told to deal with the pain. After being in labor for 12 hours, Caswell gave birth to her son in a jail shower on the 16th of October 2021, her attorneys say. Then, staffers took photos with the baby while Caswell was passed out on the floor, according to a federal civil rights lawsuit filed Friday on behalf of Caswell by the advocacy groups Pregnancy Justice and the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as the New York City law firm Sullivan and Cromwell. The mistreatment Ashley experienced in the Ottawa County Jail is shocking and unacceptable, Sharon Cohen Levy, a partner with Sullivan and Cromwell, said in a news release. Incarcerated women who are pregnant and postpartum should not have to beg for, and still be denied, basic medical care, but that is the unfortunate reality at the jail. Like Caswell, many of the women at the Atoll County Detention Center are detained under chemical endangerment of a child charges for alleged drug use during pregnancy, according to the lawsuit. Alabama passed the statute in 2006 to target people who put children at risk by converting their homes into methamphetamine labs, the Post previously reported. But the law has been increasingly applied to cases of fetal endangerment, a byproduct of Alabama's 2018 personhood constitutional amendment that ensures the protection of the rights of the unborn child. Dylan, what's going on in health news?
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. Each year in the United States, 2.1 million children younger than 5 receive outpatient treatment for respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But for up to 80,000 youngsters, the infection becomes severe and leads to hospitalizations, making RSV the country's leading cause of infant hospitalization. It's the end of an era for a once-critical pandemic document. The ubiquitous coronavirus vaccine cards are being phased out. The United States faces a bloody transfusion problem that is fueling preventable deaths and putting national security at risk, three military and civilian physicians write in a JAMA opinion essay. There are simply not enough people volunteering. Most people do not take bone density seriously until they have a crisis. It's just not on the radar screens for many patients and physicians, say Andrea Singer, director of bone densitometry at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in DC and a spokeswoman for the Bone Health and Osteoporosis Foundation. Tyler, what's going on in sport and weather today?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tumbo with sports and weather. NATCHITOCHES, LOT, Northwestern State's home game against Southeastern Louisiana has been moved to Thursday night so that the contest won't conflict with the wake and funeral services for recently slain defensive back Ronnie Caldwell. Officials from both schools agreed to change the game time from Saturday after landing services for Caldwell are scheduled for Friday and Saturday in Austin, Texas. The new game time allows Northwestern State coaches and players to attend. Caldwell was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds when Natchitoches police officers responded shortly after 1 a.m. last Thursday to a report of a shooting at an apartment complex near campus. The coroner's office pronounced Caldwell dead at the scene. Police Corporal John Greeley has said no arrests have been made in connection with the case. The university cancelled last Saturday's football game at Nicholls State. Caldwell played safety for the Demons after transferring from Tyler Junior College following the 2021 football season. In 2022, he appeared in all 11 games, starting 10, and finished 7th on the team in tackles. The Texas Rangers take a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros in the LCS. The Philadelphia Phillies leave the Arizona Diamondbacks 1 in the NLCS. Midfield Yunus Musa, the son of Ghanaian parents, and the U.S. national team will look to rebound after a defeat against Germany. On Tuesday night, Yunua Musa will enter Jodio Park and admire the flags and banners supporting the U.S. men's national soccer team before a friendly game against Ghana. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify and others. This has been Lo's Logic.